Kilayim Perik Beis Mishnah Hey. Haisa Sadehu Zerua Kanbos Oluf. If his field was planted with two crops, which are caraway or arum, and these crops are much stronger than the wheat crops we were talking about in the previous Mishnah, Lo Yehe Zorea Uvo Al Gabehem. It's not going to be enough for him to seed and then plant over them, even though he plowed them over like he did with the wheat in the last Mishnah, She'enan Osin Ela L'Shlosh Hashanim, because these plants do not produce for 3 whole years. What that means is that even though he tries to plow up the young germinated seeds, the roots are very strong and will stay active anyway. And as a result, the long life cycle of the plants, he can't assume that the seeds won't produce kilayim just because he plowed them over once. Instead, he can't produce anything else in that field for 3 whole years until he's sure that the caraway or the arum are completely gone. Tevua sha'ola basafiche istis. Grain in which an aftergrowth grew of isatis. Isatis is an aftergrowth from seeds that fell during the harvest. It's very harmful to the grain crop, and the farmer wants to get rid of it. Particularly in this case, he didn't plant the isatis. It came by itself. V'chein mekom hagaronos sha'olu bohen minim harbe. And also a place of threshing floors in which many minim, many different kinds, arose. And it, or v'chein tilson sha'ha'ela minei tzemachim, or fenugreek, which gave rise to many different kinds of plants. Ein mechayven oso lenakesh, we do not obligate the farmer to weed these things. What happens is all of these things are undesirables. The weeds that are growing in the area of the wheat, the threshing floor that has plants growing, threshing floors have to be very smooth to do their jobs particularly well, fenugreek that has weeds and varieties growing there, the farmers are going to try to get rid of these weeds as quickly as they can. So we don't obligate him to weed on the basis of kilayim because he clearly did not intentionally plant it there and he clearly wants to get rid of them. And nobody's going to say that he tried to plant kilayim on purpose. Im nikesh o kisach, and if he weeded or cut down, omrim lo akor es akol chutz mimin echad. We tell him uproot the whole except for one kind. In this case, he removed some of these weeds or foreign species, and then left the rest of it. And that then implies that he did want all of these things to be there for some other purpose. If he hadn't touched the species at all, we would say he was just lazy. But if he got rid of some and left some others, then we suspect that maybe he wanted to maintain kilayim. And in the case of kilayim, suspicion is very important. And there is going to be, eventually in the Masechta, they talk about Shluchei Bezdin who go around to check on people's kilayim and actually uproot it. It was considered to be a very negative thing and many farmers tried to play fast and loose with the rules. So we're going to keep an eye on him and tell him to get rid of everything. Kilayim Perik Beis Mishnah Vav. Harotze Laso Sadehu Meshar Meshar Mikol Min. If somebody wants to make his field into strips of every species, so each meshar, each strip is going to be a different species, but he wants to avoid having a problem of kilayim. So in this case, how much space does he have to leave between the strips? Beishamay Orim, Shlosha Salamim Shel Pasiach. Beishamay says, you have to leave at least the width of 3 furrows of groundbreaking. Right before planting each year, when they did the first plowing of the ground, which was still very hard and dry at that time, the furrows of groundbreaking are actually very widely spaced, even more than the furrows of the rain we talked about at the beginning of the parak. And so as a result, there's a fairly wide space there between the different minim and the meshars, the strips that he's planting. Ubeis Hillel omrim, melo ha'ol ha'sheiruni. But Beis Hillel say, the full extent of the yoke that was used in the valley down in the lowlands, the yoke that was used when they planted down there in the valleys was wider than the ones that they used on inclines. And Basil uses this as a standard of measurement. But in fact, both of them are basically the same distance. Ukrovin divrei elu liyos ki divrei elu. The opinion of Beis Shammai is very close to being like the opinion of Beis Hillel. And the width of these furrows or the width of the yoke tends to be, the Yerushalmi explains, approximately 2 amos wide by 2 amos long. And then he should make sure that he's leaving some sort of revach here, some sort of space. And that way it is clear that he is not planting his different minim be'arbuvya in one kind of combined mishmash. That would be closer to kilayim.